Just outside Paris is one of Europe's most extraordinary collections of medieval art, Chartres Cathedral, with its mismatched steeples rising above the surrounding plain, is an unmistakable landmark. But what makes Chartres unique are its 12th and 13th century stained glass windows, almost all intact, and the numerous Gothic statues above its great doors. By luck, and by the painstaking effort of citizens dismantling its windows in wartime, Chartres survived the Reformation, the French Revolution, and two world wars. And strangely, the man who knows most about the cathedral is an Englishman. NPR's Sarah Chase reports.
On a rainy evening, the great bells of Chartres ring out the Angelus. There's no Quasimodo pulling on the bell rope. But Chartres does have Malcolm Miller.
There's no hunchback in this one.
I'm the hunchback, yes.
Just as Victor Hugo described man and cathedral in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, there was between the old church and him an instinctive sympathy so profound he adhered to it like a tortoise to its shell. Miller first came here to teach English as a college student in 1958 and stayed as a guide. Now, his hair white, bundled up in a brown parka, he's still at it.
Could you come and sit in the empty seats, please?
Today, Miller has 60 American students for an hour, an absurdly short amount of time.
Put it this way, you wouldn't at home go to your campus library and say, we have an hour this afternoon, let's go to the library and try to read all the books. Can't do it, you see. And that's what this is. It's a medieval library. But the texts we shall read in a moment are in stained glass windows and sculpture instead. Most people couldn't read or write, but they would know how to read a stained glass window.
Hugo talks about this, too, in The Hunchback of Notre Dame. He writes that until the invention of the printing press, architecture was humanity's principal means of expression. Buildings were mankind's books.
The middle window narrates how God was made man. Now, the method... Most medieval windows are read bottom upwards and left to right. So, middle window, bottom left, Gabriel announced to Mary, piece of glass just fell out, see the hole? That she would be mother of the Son of God. And she jumped from her seat in surprise with a raised hand. Wouldn't you?
This is the incarnation window in the oldest part of the building. The ruby and cobalt blue glass dates back to the 1100s. Miller wrote his senior thesis on the Chartres crypt. Then he began teaching school in France. With the permission of the clergy and the chief architect, he spent summers here as the first English language guide, living on whatever tourists were kind enough to give him at the end of the hour. Now he charges $7. He claims the cathedral saved his life. At age 33, Miller was hospitalized with an acute intestinal infection. 6 months and six operations later, he told his doctors he had to get back to Chartres, and they let him go.
I remember the date, it was July the 19th, and I got the train in Paris, and I remember seeing the cathedral from the train windows and crying. So then I knew this is where I had to stay.
In a kind of marriage to Chartres, a place he insists is alive.
It changes, it breathes, changes moods, just like we do. Today it's a little bit gloomy day, and the cathedral is very mysterious, and but it can be very bright and cheerful, a sunny, clear summer's day.
Miller has seen more devastating changes, pollution turning the windows black before his very eyes. Now the French government is restoring the glass. It costs almost $2 million to repair the crumbling stone and clean the glass in the great North Rose window.
I came back last July. It's absolutely stunning. It's a dull day, and yet one almost feels it's so luminous that the sun is shining in it.
Miller takes his group to the middle of the cathedral to explain its architectural history. The church was built on existing foundations after an earlier one burned down.
So both the length and the width were predetermined. So the only real expansion was upwards, using these things, one of the great inventions of the early 12th century.
Many Chartrains see Miller as a curiosity, a bit shy, certainly discreet. Otherwise, the locals couldn't bear that he's become almost as famous as the cathedral itself. To become stained glass literate, he read reams of Bible commentary over the years. Then he'd suddenly get something. It would click, like the window on the south aisle, donated by shoemakers, who are depicted making blue shoes in a bottom corner.
It tells two stories, the parable of the Good Samaritan, and then the story of Adam and Eve. We could leave it at that, but then we find out that there are other similar windows at Bourges Cathedral, Canterbury in England, and they all put the same two stories together. Therefore, there's a reason for doing it.
Miller shows that in this window, the parable of the Good Samaritan is an allegory for the story of humanity. The traveler leaving Jerusalem is a symbol for Adam and Eve expelled from the Garden of Eden, and the Good Samaritan represents Christ. The end of humanity's story, of course, is Judgment Day, depicted in sculpture on the south portal.
Hell is an open mouth with fire in its throat. On our left, paradise is shown as another symbol. Do you know the American spiritual, Rock My Soul in the Bosom of Abraham?
And there he is, big as life, a bearded Abraham cradling three souls against his chest. At the end of the hour, Miller always tells his visitors to come back.
I shall be here till Judgment Day.
And to make sure the cathedral is too, Miller urges his listeners to donate to the Friends of Chartres Cathedral, an association he helped found to raise money for restoring the windows. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Chartres.